Sony Pictures Entertainment Company. Dimension Films. Sans, a man with long dark hair wearing round blue-tinted shades, a smart jacket and black leather gloves, is sitting in a Mexican taverna. An older man with a patch over one eye walks in and takes a seat opposite him.
I never heard of him.
Who?
The man you recommended.
The guitar fighter? Wiped out a couple towns single-handedly. Real nut. Yeah. You probably heard of him, you just didn't know it was him they were talking about. You should meet him.
Cochinita, baby?
Me, that's me.
Sí, perdón, sí.
The waitress goes.
Just as long as I'm not the guy who has to make the introduction, okay? We were here in Mexico during the Barrio Cartel massacre?
No.
That's when I first heard about him. He was a legend. They used to say he was the biggest Mexican they'd ever seen. That's total bullshit. He was 5'9", 5'10", tops. Which is no record, but bigger than most of us. But Marquez, that's a different story. Marquez. General Marquez. Powerful. Dangerous. Marquez, he really had it in for this mariachi, see?
In flashback, Mariachi strides forward and stares at Marquez, who's across the bar.
They call him Mariachi because he used to carry this guitar.
A guitar?
Believe me, he really knew how to play it, too.
Mariachi takes his guitar from its case. Marquez pulls out his pistol, but Mariachi's guitar is a gun in disguise. Bullets fly, and Marquez is knocked to the ground. Mariachi cocks the gun using a slider on the fret that turns the instrument into a grenade launcher.
Now, this story is well-traveled. He might have picked up some embellishments along the way. You know, just read between the lines.
In flashback, Mariachi strides forward, firing two automatic weapons. One of the drinkers is blasted across the bar like a rag doll. The guitar-wielding gunslinger deftly butts two other men with his weapons before drawing a pistol on Marquez, who's just managed to pick his own gun up off the floor. Marquez breaks the Mexican standoff by pulling the trigger, but no bullet is fired. Mariachi grabs him and tosses him to the floor, but when his gun also fails, six of Marquez's men draw their weapons.
Now, he may not have been the biggest Mexican ever.
All right.
But she was as deadly as she was beautiful.
There's a girl.
Oh, yeah. There's a girl. When he don't run out of ammo, she take over. The most drop-dead gorgeous woman you'll ever see.
The sultry, dark-haired siren pulls back her dress to reveal a number of tiny silver knives strapped around her thigh. She grabs three of them between her fingers and, with a flick of the wrist, hits two of the men square in the forehead. The bartender and the remaining men stride forward menacingly. One gets behind her and puts a knife to her throat, but she knocks him away with a headbutt. She proceeds to quickly dispatch the men using a succession of perfectly timed kicks and punches. One of the men attacks with a bottle, which she blocks with her forearm. She then turns its jagged remains back on her attacker.
That's where all the trouble began. She was with Marquez. And when Marquez saw that she was with a mariachi, well, he went crazy. He hunted him down and fought Mariachi to the death. And then she put a bullet in his heart.
She blasts Marquez in the chest and leaves in the arms of Mariachi.
Only he didn't die. I don't know what happened after that, but maybe Marquez caught up with him, or the cartels. But like I said, the man is a myth, a legend. And if he's still living, he's the one you want.
Well, that is truly unbelievable.
Well, I'm not big on telling stories. Where's the money you owe me? That's the reason I'm here.
I couldn't find a briefcase small enough for $10,000 in cash.
The money's in a tin lunchbox.
It'll do.
Just for my own edification, I offered you 50. Why'd you say no?
Not a greedy man. Not looking to get rich quick. Besides, 50,000 is a lot for what you want me to find out, you know? May as just as well put a bullet in my head as cough it up, right? But then, 10,000 is civilized. 10 is something we both can live with.
10 might still be too much.
You'd kill me over $10,000.
Sands calmly smokes his cigarette as the other man leaves. He picks a bag off the floor and places it next to him on the table. He then removes a false arm that has its own fake sleeve that matches his jacket, revealing his real arm underneath and a gun clasped in his hand. He holsters the silenced pistol in his inside jacket pocket. Then he folds up the fake arm and stuffs it into the bag. He gathers his things up and heads out. In a market, an old man is walking around with a newly made guitar. He walks chirpily through the dusty market, past many other stalls also selling guitars. A figure in a mariachi jacket is rubbing down a guitar with oil. The guitar maker walks towards Mariachi and says, "Would you do me the honor?"
Me podría, señor, el honor de tocar.
Mariachi tells him you need to learn to play.
¿Para esto está usted?
"That's why you're here," the old guitar maker replies. Dust is swirling, and children are playing football around him as the handsome, rugged, dark-haired mariachi plays. Columbia Pictures and Dimension Films present a Troublemaker Studios production, a Robert Rodriguez flick, Antonio Banderas, Salma Hayek, Johnny Depp, Once Upon a Time in Mexico, Mickey Rourke, Eva Mendes, Danny Trejo, Enrique Iglesias, Marco Leonardo, Cheech Marin, Julio Oscar Mechoso, with Ruben Blades and Willem Dafoe. Shot, chopped, and scored by Robert Rodriguez. Mariachi stands atop an aging Mexican palace. Written and directed by Robert Rodriguez. Mariachi's attention is drawn away from his guitar as from his vantage point he spots four pickup trucks full of armed banditos. The trucks pull up outside the palace and the rough-looking men begin moving through the market. One of the men, dressed in a long dark jacket, and with shoulder-length dark hair and a handlebar moustache, says to two of the guitar makers, "I hear this is a town of gunmen."
Aquí solo hacemos guitarras, señor. Usted las puede ver.
"We only make guitars here," replies one of them.
Mariachi.
"Cuál?"
"Which one?" asks the other man, the old guitar maker.
"No sé de qué me habla, señor."
"I don't know who you mean," the old man continues. The grim, dark-haired bandito looks around the market, frowning intensely. As he moves back towards the trucks, two armed men stride towards the guitar makers. The old man is blasted back into the market stall as he's shot at close range. The dark-haired man is about to shoot the other when the men all turn to the roof of the palace. Mariachi walks out slowly and raises both his hands above his head, holding the guitar in his right. Now he's being brought to the dark-haired man under armed guard. The dark-haired bandito moves his gun away from the guitar maker's head and says to Mariachi, "I'm honored to be in your presence, but there's someone else who wants to meet you." El Mariachi holds up his guitar, but the guitar maker says, "Keep it, he made that for you." Mariachi is driven away in one of the trucks with several guns trained on him. Now the Barrio estate. A man in a tie and brown leather jacket is searched before being allowed through a gate. Inside, an older man, Billy, is holding a chihuahua and smoking a cigarette.
"You know, if I was you, son, I'd turn around and go back right now. Go back to where I came from. Instead of selling my mind and my soul to these cocksuckers. You speak English?" "I didn't think so."
The president is broadcasting on the TV as Barrio plays the piano. "Attempts have been made on me and my family by the cartels. The same cartels that are threatening our freedom. Freedom which we must defend to the death." Barrio's a 40-something man with a lean face and neat moustache. Billy hides the tiny light-coloured dog behind his back before attracting Barrio's attention.
"I present to you, Señor Blasco."
Barrio steps towards Blasco and carefully examines his face. He moves from side to side, checking it from every angle. With it seemingly to his satisfaction, a smile spreads across his face. Barrio says, "Please sit. We hear you want to work for us." One of Barrio's men gives Blasco's face a fingertip massage. Barrio tells Blasco, "I too am ready to start a new life." The heavy gives Barrio a nod of satisfaction. "This is your lucky day," says Barrio. Blasco smiles, looking uncertain. Sanz is with the dark-haired bandito.
"Did you order my pay bill?"
"Ahí está."
"Does it have a name?"
"We call him El, as in the."
"I know what it means. Thank you. Alert the Barrio cartel that L has come out of hiding."
"I don't think we should."
"Are you a Mexican or a Mexicant?"
"I'm a Mexican."
"Good. Then do as I say."
Mariachi is strumming his guitar at one of the tables.
"Nice tune."
"Something my brother taught me. I killed him."
"Yes, I was privy to that information already. How charming. You know, El, if I may call you that, I've been doing a little snooping around, and it seems that the cartels have quite a price on your head. I wouldn't want to be you. Tell me, is there anyone doesn't want you dead?" I need you to kill the man. L, you really must try this because it's, Puerco Pibil. It is a slow roasted pork, nothing fancy, just happens to be my favorite. And I order it with a tequila and lime in every dive I go to in this country. And honestly, that is the best it's ever been anywhere. In fact, it's too good. It is so good that when I'm finished with it, I'll pay my check, walk straight into the kitchen, and shoot the cook. Because that's what I do. I restore the balance to this country. And that is what I would like from you right now. To help me keep the balance by pulling the trigger.
Do you want me to shoot the cook?
No, I'll shoot the cook. My car's parked out back anyway. You will kill Marquez. Do you remember General Marquez? He's being paid by the Barrio cartel to kill the president in an attempted coup d'etat.
Attempted?
Oh, no, no. The president will be killed because he's that piece of good pork that needs to get balanced out. I say attempted because we don't want Marquez taking power. I need you to put the hurting, so to speak, on Marquez after he's killed the president. Savvy?
So why me?
Well, frankly, because you've got nothing to live for. And in a way, you're already dead, and Marquez is the man who killed you. So, why not return the favor? Go to the church, meet with an associate of mine named Salome at 3 o'clock. And I will contact you afterwards, if we have a deal.
Mariachi takes the photographs and heads out, trying a morsel of the pork as he goes.
Was I right?
Later, Sands has finished his meal and signs the bill. He puts on his shades and strides through to the kitchen, where he casually fires 3 shots into the chef's chest. Now in a police headquarters.
The last shipment of guns that were seized at our border have not been accounted for, Sanchez. You are now off that assignment. Who wants to volunteer? Okay, you, Gomez, it's yours. With El Presidente's new campaign against the Barrio cartel, their activities are being pushed into the forefront. Large payments,
deliveries, whispers of a political takeover. I need new point men, strong and willing. This is a top priority of El Presidente. Who wants this? Romero, it's yours. Pick your secondary person, a third if you have to. That's all. Dismissed.
One of the female officers, a headdress, was passed over for the assignment. She says, I should take his left nut. Romero replies, you're with us.
Pueblo de Culiacán.
The president is giving a speech. People of Culiacán, I've come here to bring you a message of peace. Peace that at this moment is being threatened by a group of people that is threatening our nation. People like Armando Barrio. I invite you to gather our forces in order to prevent the destruction of our unity and our peace. Later.
Presidente, history teaches us, no matter how great your armies are, you will always need the favor of the inhabitants to take possession of a province. How can you compete with a man like Barrio? He owns Culiacán.
He doesn't own its people.
Barrio has purchased hundreds of homes and ranches in the northern part of Culiacán. And then he has turned around and given these homes to the people. He's a folk hero to them.
He's also a mass murderer and a drug kingpin. He's trying to make himself a martyr by drawing the people to his side. But the people can see through that. Men like Barrio have stolen this country's soul. But my people will stand up for what is right.
I'm afraid they're no longer your people, sir.
Then I will die fighting. Are you with me?
To the death.
Mariachi is sitting on a wall. He checks the photograph in his pocket, then begins to play. He stares into space, becoming lost in the music. flashback, he's asleep in bed and suddenly wakes with a start. He stares down at the beautiful, dark-haired, smooth-skinned woman, Carolina, who's lying next to him. A smile begins to creep across his face. She smiles. He realizes that they're chained together at the wrists.
What's wrong?
Men in military uniform begin firing from a balcony opposite. Mariachi and Carolina make a break for it across the landing.
Come on! Any suggestions, miss? Why don't we get a room in the fifth floor so we can see the beautiful sunset?
Puta madre! No mames, cabrón!
He pulls her out so that he's left clinging to the window ledge whilst she hangs by the chain beneath him.
What do you mean,
She hangs onto a pole sticking out of the wall as he drops down. Marquez is on the scene. Carolina drops down and swings towards the fire escape. A soldier lets off a volley of bullets that break the metal stairs away from the wall. They fall and smash a car traveling on the road below. Marquez takes the man's gun and sees if his aim is any better. Mariachi and Carolina swing away from the wall. They land on either side of a wire and begin to slide down it on the chain. They're hit by a passing bus, which swings Carolina up and over the wire. The two of them end up on the bonnet of the moving bus. Points a gun at the driver, who jumps out while it's still moving. The runaway vehicle careers across a junction, and the couple run back along the roof. As the bus smashes into a petrol tanker, they leap off the back and out of harm's way. Mariachi wakes from his daydream. He gathers his composure and makes his way up some steps towards a towering, ornate cathedral. With his guitar slung across his back, he slowly paces up the aisle towards the candle-lit and highly decorated altar. He slides between two rows of pews and enters the confessional booth. Sitting inside, he begins to mutter, "A vow must be broken. Forgive me for what I am about to become." He looks up as the priest sits on the other side of a thin fabric screen.
When was your last confession?
An hour ago.
And the name of your priest?
Sands.
Okay. You are expected to carry out your assignment to the letter.
Yeah, I know.
Failure to appear in designated locations at assigned times results in forfeit of protection. Protection you will definitely need.
Yeah.
You'll be paid. Coup d'etats, like elections, don't come cheap. So there's plenty of dough floating around. There's more. You will be a free man. From Marquez, the cartels, and even from the president. Who isn't your biggest fan, let's face it.
When do I begin?
Give me a moment.
Sands, disguised as a priest wearing shades, steps out.
Padre?
Two men riddle the confessional with bullets. In the chaos, Mariachi slides out and skids across the floor. The armed men look round and see him scaling the wall and leaping over the balcony. As more men pile into the church, Mariachi gets out his guitar and strums a few quiet notes. He looks down the spiral staircase and sees some of the gunmen making their way up.
It's a church, homie.
One of the men retraces Mariachi's route up the wall. As Mariachi steps backwards, he begins to tap on the guitar with his fingers. slowly turns his head to the side. His pursuer is desperately hanging onto the ledge beneath the balcony. Mariachi kisses his guitar, then smashes it over the man trying to climb over the balcony. He pulls a sawn-off shotgun out of the guitar neck and shoots the man as he falls. Two other gunmen appear behind Mariachi and he leaps over the balcony. He lands feet first on the floor, genuflects, and kisses his gun. He grabs an automatic from the dead gunman and fires a volley of bullets at the other heavies attacking from the far end of the church. He dives for cover and begins crawling under the pews. An elderly lady who's been praying despite the gunfire going on all around her slowly walks out of the cathedral. The gunmen all stop and wait patiently for her to leave. As soon as she's gone, the gunplay continues. Mariachi strides down the aisle, firing two rounds at the gunmen, who are both sent to meet their maker. He dives on the floor and just manages to reload as the third man jumps towards him. Mariachi fires, and the man sent flying back through the air and crashes onto one of the pews. Mariachi's phone starts to ring.
Are you still standing?
Still.
Good. Well, the Barrio cartel aren't the nicest of guys, are they? However, you've passed the test. You're gonna do just fine. Assemble your team, and I will call you with further instructions. Over and out.
I'm just walking my beat, friend. Mexico's my beat, and I'm walking it. I throw shapes, and they catch me. I set them up and watch them fall. Haven't even used the bullfight parts yet. What?
Que si quiere chicle.
Why? Why would I want that? Why would I want bubblegum?
Es chicle de menta. Sabe muy rico, en serio. Es que tengo una familia que mantener. Hermanos, hermanas, papá, mamá.
All right, all right. Yeah. Okay. This should hold the both of us over for quite a long time. So, I don't ever want to see you again.
Gracias, señor.
Fuck off.
After having given the kid $10, Sands carries on his way. Later, he meets up with an older man in a suit at a street cafe.
Hi.
Hello.
The CIA sharing a meal with the FBI. Now, if that isn't interagency cooperation, I just don't know what is.
I'm retired FBI.
A real agent never retires. He just takes it a little easier.
Why are we talking?
You tracked down Armando Barrio for 2 years when he was running his operations out of San Antonio. Is that correct?
Spinning wheels never led to an arrest.
Well, he is, in fact, sitting directly behind you.
I know. He settled back in. He's been living here for 6 years. Can't be touched.
Did you know that most agents never even see a top 10 criminal for their entire careers? You brought down two, didn't you? And now your third is sitting in very close proximity. Now, retired or not, that has really got to tug on the old short of the curlies.
I'm a civilian now.
Didn't he kill that agent friend of yours? What was his name? Archuleta?
Yes. Barrio is a Mexican citizen. He cannot be extradited for crimes committed in the U.S.
Did you happen to know of a Dr. Guevara? Worked for the cartel? This doctor pumped your friend Archuleta full of drugs day after day, so that they could torture him for 2 weeks before he died? You must have known that. Dr. Guevara himself, having dinner with your prey. I wonder what it is they're up to now. 2 weeks of torture, Jorge. Think about that. For your dead friend, for the job you didn't finish in San Antonio. Now, are you really going to let it slip away again?
Sands pushes a mobile across the table.
I'd like you to have a bite of my pork, because it's the world.
Sands calmly walks away. Jorge looks over his shoulder and stares at Barrio pensively. He turns back and deliberately spills some red wine on the ground before taking a sip. now a smoky bar. The singer, Lorenzo, croons to one of the female members of the audience, resting his hand against her face. He kisses her and then accepts handfuls of money from the woman and her friend. The announcer says it's mariachi happy hour. Get your mariachi song for 5 pesos, a mariachi kiss for 20 pesos, and a mariachi fuck for only 50 pesos. El Mariachi snatches Lorenzo's money and the two men embrace. Where the hell have you been? Asks Lorenzo. Far away. Still fucking around? Asks Mariachi.
Let me get Fidel.
I'm here for my guitar.
The singer leads El Mariachi upstairs to the dressing rooms. He points to Fideo sitting in the corner.
This last night. We're firing it.
Hey. Fideo, it's me. Still drinking.
Like a fish.
I guess we haven't changed so much.
I didn't think you'd ever come back for this thing.
Neither did I.
Are we on?
I'll let you know. Let you know. Lorenzo, we're gonna need him, so... Coffee? Lots of coffee.
Sometimes a revolution is exactly what is needed to clean up the system. One giant enema, which just so happens to be my area of expertise. Bullfights, bull hockey. You like this? The bull is stabbed, prodded, beaten. The bull is wounded. The bull is tired before the matador ever steps into the ring. Now, is that victory? Of course it is. You want to know the secret to winning? Creative sportsmanship. In other words...
The dark-haired Mexican presses a remote which electrocutes the matador, who's then gored by the bull.
One has to rig the game. Go collect.
The dark-haired Mexican collects handfuls of money from spectators.
Hey, hey, vamos. Dame.
The president has given a speech on the Day of the Dead. In the town of Culiacán, he's going to be isolated in the main edificio in the center of the plaza. Very easy access to him if somebody can get you in.
Right. You're the man who can do that.
I am not the prince. I am the man behind the prince.
I see.
And he's not the first prince I've served, nor the first one that I've betrayed.
You're a good rat. I like you.
I try.
The rest upon completion.
Mucho gusto.
Right, right.
The president's advisor vomits his name.
Every goddamn time.
Meanwhile, Mariachi steps into a dimly lit boarding room. He lowers his head and slowly places his guitar case down on the bed. He leans against the entrance to the balcony and lets out a heavy sigh. In his dreamlike flashback, he and Carolina are standing in front of a priest, their hands still chained together. They smile. Later, the chain is broken with a blowtorch, and the couple kiss passionately. He finds himself back in the boarding room. He steps over to the guitar case and undoes the clasps. In his daydream, he puts a heart-shaped pendant around Carolina's neck.
What do you want in life?
In the present, Mariachi opens the guitar case, revealing the instrument inside. Lost in his dream again, he kisses his way down her body. Gently cradling her pregnant belly, he kisses it softly. She tenderly strokes his hair. In the present, he opens up the guitar, revealing an armory of weapons hidden inside. He thinks, then slams it shut. Sands is pointing a gun at the man with the eye patch under the table.
Bellini, how long have you and I done business together? A long time. And in a way, I kind of almost could have the tiniest smidgen of respect for you. Almost. But you need to stop farting around. Now, do you have the information that I need on Brio, or do you not?
I have what you need. I'm just enjoying this temporary position of power. I make you nervous?
You know that withholding vital information from a federal officer is a serious offense, especially when that officer has paid handsomely for it and wouldn't think twice about ripping that patch off your eye hole and skull-fucking you to death.
Chupame.
Más café?
No.
Señor, discúlpame, qué pena. Dios mío.
I'm fine. Go away.
Debe estar muy adolorido. Estaba hirviendo el café.
I am fine. Go away. You're off the hook. Leave me alone. That spill just cost you your life.
The waitress had spilt coffee on Sand's fake arm. He fires several shots into Bellini's chest, then shoots the waitress. He tries lifting Bellini's body.
It'll help.
He drags the body out to his stylish red and black car and stuffs it in the boot. Now he's on the road, driving away from a glowing orange sunset. He puffs on a cigarette held in his real hand while his fake arm hangs out of the window. Now by a lake, he rummages through Bellini's wallet.
All right. Time to get messy.
Sands pulls on a surgical glove. His attention is then drawn to Bellini's eye patch, which he removes. Underneath, resting in his empty eye socket, is a small plastic bag with some paper inside.
Well, I suppose I should thank you for not sticking it up your ass.
He reaches his hand under Bellini's body and pokes around.
You're about a quart low.
He pushes Bellini's body out onto the muddy lake. He then soaks his own trousers in the water and tosses them onto the body. Later, he bursts into Ahedra's room and she points a gun at him.
I'm gonna pay for that, cop.
Why doesn't my key work anymore?
It's too small.
Oh!
Stand back.
I brought you a gift.
I'm still mad at you.
And trust me, it wasn't easy to get, so.
Come closer and I'll thank you.
Are you trying to give me one?
Closer, I said.
How about that little tip-off? Guarantees you a big arrest and an accommodation. Even from your twisted little agency.
I'm impressed. But then what?
Would you like to hear my plan?
Either that, or I start target practice.
Okay. The new president is on a quest to clear out the Barrio cartel. And Barrio has set up a counterattack by hiring a military general named Marquez. And he wants him to throw a coup d'etat while the president's visiting Culiacán. Now, I have a man inside as insurance, just to make sure that Marquez never takes power. The last piece of the puzzle is Barrio. Your tip-off assures that Barrio is out of the picture while the battle ensues. In the aftermath of this very healthy revolution, I will calmly waltz away with the 20 million pesos that Barrio is prepared to pay Marquez for the coup.
And you want me to go with you?
You detain Barrio with the information that you have, and then you join me and share the spoils.
Estás loco. Loquísimo.
You meet me two nights from now at La Pileta, 10 p.m. sharp. And
Bring only what's important to you.
Oh, yeah.
It might get a wee bit dangerous there, Sugar Butt, so,
pew, pew.
Can you dig it?
I can dig it. I want my key back.
Jorge's staring in the mirror. He takes a tape recorder out of a drawer and starts it up.
Testing, 1, 2, testing.
He smashes a display case on the floor and takes out his FBI identity card and a snub-nosed revolver. He waves the card around, but it's ruined by the word invalid stamped across it in red letters. Now, sitting at an al fresco restaurant table, he paints over the invalid stamp with white correction fluid. Now, standing in front of a mirror, he flips his ID wallet open and moves it around. From a distance, the stamp is no longer visible. Sans is on his mobile.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. Fucking bells. Did you assemble your team?
You know ID.
Why are you having me followed?
Oh, yeah, that. Let's just call that a guarantee of compliance, shall we? Because Kukui also provides protection.
For what? Mosquitoes?
Oh, gosh. I really wouldn't want to mess with him if I were you. Because he's a bit of a live wire, that one. And he's not the happiest that you killed his man. Oh, yeah, by the way, I have your next assignment.
Kukui, the grim Mexican, points his gun at Mariachi and smiles. Later, Mariachi, Lorenzo, and Fideo are met by the advisor.
You the Mariachis?
They enter the presidential palace through an arched gated entrance.
This is the back entrance. Make a note of it.
El Mariachi and the others step inside the glittering palace. Armed guards block their path. One guard asks, who are they? Musicians, the president's advisor answers. The guard kicks El Mariachi's guitar case and asks, why so heavy? Lorenzo replies, built-in amplifier. Play something, orders the guard.
Y me dejaste tirado en la calle.
Pase.
I was afraid you couldn't play.
Are you kidding?
Later, at an official function, Lorenzo and Fideo are playing whilst El Mariachi walks around. He looks over at some decorative French windows, paying particular attention to the locks. He begins to play as he walks through the party. He steps slowly towards the presidential table and bows. To one of his guests sitting next to him, the president says, what we are looking for is support from the people of this state. A man can do a lot alone, but he can do better with his people backing him.
I wonder how much we're getting paid for this shit.
A man wants nothing. He's invincible, cabrón.
Lorenzo blows a kiss at a middle-aged woman.
Hey, are you gonna tell him that this is his last meal?
Mariachi asks the president, is there a particular song you would like to hear?
La Malagueña.
For the president? I can't buy half a tequila with this shit.
It was meant as an honor.
Fuck on her. We need money.
The score is tomorrow. Enough for everybody. Even for you, Lorenzo.
Why are you suddenly interested in the score? What's in it for you?
Only revenge. Much delayed revenge. Go practice.
Practice? Playing or shooting?
What do you think?
I don't think. I drink.
Sam answers his phone.
Yeah, hello.
Been following Barrio and the good Dr. Guevara.
Oh, Agent Ramirez. No longer retired. Good man. Welcome to the fold.
I haven't spotted any illegal activities yet. Only that Dr. Guevara is scheduled for a medical procedure on November 2nd.
The Day of the Dead. That's tomorrow.
Also identified a member of the group as Billy Chambers, a fugitive. We've been wanting to pick him up for some time now.
Billy Chambers? Yeah, you sure?
Bet my badge on it.
Well, whatever they're up to, I can guarantee you that it's going to happen tomorrow. So, my suggestion to you is...
What's going down tomorrow?
If you see an opening, take it.
What do you know?
Not enough. Get inside.
Jorge looks over at Billy and his chihuahua.
Got nothing. Gotta get in. I got nothing. If I make a move, I don't have a move to make. Gonna do, stupid. Billy Chambers is on the move.
Jorge follows Billy at a distance.
Where are you going? You're buying a taco. This is too easy. Where are the other guys? This is a setup. It smells like a setup. Making my move.
A car brakes suddenly to avoid hitting Jorge. He composes himself, then pulls his revolver out of the waistband of his trousers. The gun is empty.
Pendejo.
He snaps the revolving chamber back in place and strides purposefully past Billy, who's at a food vendor.
Oil.
He walks up behind Billy and pulls the gun from his pocket. At the last moment, he changes his mind and replaces the revolver.
Billy Chambers.
Well, that depends who's asking.
I thought that was you.
Yeah.
Here, let me pay for this.
Oh, well, thanks.
Jorge's ID.
Oh, God. Is that real?
Yes, it is.
God damn, what took you boys so long? Oh, hey, friend. You ain't gonna need that. Believe it or not. Man, I'm ready to go.
Let's talk over there.
After you.
Later, they wander into the cathedral.
Man, I just want to get out of here. I've been on the run hiding out here down in Mexico for the last 8 goddamn years. Working for this here cartel for the last 4. I ain't got shit. All I got is what I'm wearing on my back. I can't go nowheres. It sort of got me by the balls, you know.
Jorge Ramirez, I'll take you in under the FBI's supervision and protection until we can take you back to the States, where you will be prosecuted for the crimes you committed.
In the U.S.?
In the U.S.
You know, the things that I've had to do for this goddamn cartel. Unspeakable.
You really don't know what Barrio is up to?
I'm close to the man. You know, I'm real close, but he don't let nobody in, that cocksucker.
Can you get him close to Barrio?
The chihuahua.
Him? I need your help.
Jorge attaches a bug to the dog's collar.
Then you get me out of here.
Then I'll get you out of here.
Him too.
Billy points at the dog. Meanwhile, El Mariachi heads up some stone steps and makes his way across the street. several men in dark suits and shades are keeping a close eye on him. He keeps a careful eye out as he crosses the market, passing various pinata and flower sellers. Kukui is waiting for him.
There's cartel on every corner.
Sans told me you handle protection.
I don't work for Sans anymore. And since I'm a Mexican, I can do whatever I want.
Then I guess I don't work for Sans neither. Goodbye.
There's a price on your head. I'm going to collect. Why don't you just tell Barrio everything you know? And then maybe he'll just cut off your hands.
And if I don't?
You know that old man I killed in your village? What if your whole village was next?
Would you kill them?
Me? They certainly would.
And I guess I have no choice but to kill you all.
Mariachi blasts one of the cartel members in the chest with a shotgun. Then he shoots a melon just above Kukui's head, showering him with bits of fruit.
You are last.
He pirouettes, clocking another hoodlum on top of a neighboring building and sending him tumbling down with one deft shot. He sprays the market with rapid fire from his machine gun, sending produce and cartel members flying. Two more hoodlums approach on motorcycles as Mariachi switches back to his trusted shotgun. Mariachi commandeers a motorbike, which is attached to a guitar seller's cart. As some of the cartel members catch up with him and board the cart, Mariachi pulls out the coupling pin, allowing his bike to speed away. A truck runs over the cart and the stranded men. Now, racing down a narrow dirt street, Mariachi turns and fires back at the bike riders who are giving chase. They ramp up a hay cart, smashing through the top of cacti as they fly through the air. On a flat piece of ground, Mariachi turns and fires a volley of bullets. Two of his pursuers are hit in the helmet and go flying off the back of their bikes. A third loses control and crashes into a passing car. Mariachi stands up on the saddle, then jumps into a pink and black convertible. He speeds away in the car, leaving its owner looking bewildered. He flings the car into a handbrake turn, knocking over several of his pursuers. He leaps out of the car but jams the accelerator on. Several more cartel members are flattened by the runaway vehicle. Kukui approaches and shoots Mariachi in the head with a dart.
That should put him out for a few days. And give him some nasty dreams.
Barrio's new employee is playing the piano. He tells Barrio, you have to relax your fingers. Music is pure, from one's soul. If the soul is pure, the music flows free, he continues. As Barrio takes the seat at the piano, Billy arrives with Kukui.
I present to you, Señor Kukui.
Get this condescending gas out of here.
Hey, you want me to break his fingers?
No, I want you to chop them off.
I was just making a joke.
I wasn't.
Gracias, maestro.
Sit, please.
So, you are the man who brought us the mariachi.
The man I work for, Mr. Sands. He is using the mariachi to kill General Marquez.
So, you want to join us? Here's how it works. There's the bait, there's the trade. A favor,
nobody favor. So El Mariachi is the trade. You are.
Billy garrots Kukui with a length of piano wire. As he gasps for breath, Dario punches him in the face. Billy shoves Kukui's seated body onto the table.
This ain't my line of work.
El Mariachi's tied to a chair in a dimly lit room. Two men look at him in the half-light. One of them says, "This guy's all fucked up." In flashback, Mariachi shows a young girl a guitar, then watches the girl as she walks hand in hand with Carolina. As military vehicles filled with armed soldiers approach, Mariachi runs to Carolina and the young girl. One of the soldiers is Marquez, who beckons Carolina to go with him. She shakes her head, and Marquez shoots her repeatedly with an automatic rifle. As Mariachi runs to Carolina's aid, he too is hit with a volley of bullets. Marquez takes the heart pendant from around Carolina's neck and walks away. As he goes, Mariachi crawls to Carolina's lifeless body. Back in the present, a blonde guard walks forward and reaches out his hand. Suddenly, Mariachi springs into life and kicks the guard between the legs. Two other guards step forward, but Mariachi has freed his hands and grabs them by the ball. They punch him, but Mariachi stands, squeezing tighter until the two men fall to the floor. The first guard tries to hit Mariachi with a blow to the head. He ducks and punches back. As the guard is left reeling, Mariachi coolly takes the man's gun and lets him fall to the floor. One of the other guards comes too, but Mariachi shoots him before he can pull the trigger. Now outside, he staggers to a hiding place as military vehicles pass. A guard shouts, "General Marquez is arriving. Bring out the Mariachi." Mariachi hides behind a pillar as guards rush about. He peers round and sees Marquez climbing out of a military vehicle. Mariachi mutters to himself, "I didn't kill you before. Enough blood had been shed. But I see now that blood will spill again." A soldier says, "General Marquez, yes. The Mariachi is not Mariachi here. He escaped." Marquez replies, "You too will escape." Then, looking stern, shoots the soldier dead. Meanwhile, Lorenzo is trying his aim with a line of bottles. He snatches Fideo's drink and places it down as another target. Fideo picks the bottle up, and Lorenzo shoots it in his hand.
Why?
Practice shooting, not drinking. Bueno.
We're on.
Mariachi puts down the phone and heads off. Elsewhere, Barrio's car is stopped at a military checkpoint. Barrio lowers the window, and one of his bodyguards tells him, "By order of the president, they are searching all vehicles for guns and drugs."
You know,
that fucker's been blockading all the goddamn roads.
Take us back another way.
By order of the president. What does this guy think he is?
He wants to get rid of me.
Fine. I'll get rid of him. Replace him, even. Then I will simply disappear.
Vámonos, ya.
Hey, vámonos, man.
Barrio's lying in a medical room. A man in scrubs is about to inject him.
Don't put me out completely.
The needle is slid into his vein.
Got my name.
a sign.
The armed guards take their leave. Now a photo of Barrio's face in profile is put up on a light box. A row of painful-looking instruments are lined up on a metal trolley. One of the surgical team switches on the overhead lamp and begins to cut under Barrio's eye with a scalpel.
Gracias.
Jorge's in a cafe. He takes his coffee to one of the tables outside and looks over at the hospital opposite.
Barrio and Dr. Guevara must already be inside of the building, having entered through the back or basement. They should be mid-procedure.
Armed men storm the hospital.
Federal agents. This is going down now.
Medical staff are bustled out into the corridor as Jorge runs through the waiting room. He makes a dash for the lift and just manages to get his hand inside the door before it closes. He hits the button for the top floor and checks his gun as the lift ascends. The medical staff are starting to panic. The lift doors open and Jorge steps out. He moves forward and can see the armed men just at the top of a stairwell. One of the doctors grabs a nurse who is then shot. As the guards are distracted, Jorge sees his chance and sneaks up the stairwell. The doctor, his face hidden by a surgical mask, runs to a waiting black car. He removes his mask. It's Dr. Guevara. He smiles and climbs into the car, along with several of the armed men. More of the medical staff leap out onto the fire exit. Jorge finds a discarded stethoscope, which he puts around his neck. Then he puts on a name badge. He moves out into the corridor and finds several dead personnel on the floor, their blood spattered on the wall. In the theater, he discovers a blood-covered sheet covering a body on the table. He draws his gun and pulls back the sheet. Beneath is a body with its face removed.
If Barrio wanted to look unrecognizable to authorities, he succeeded. Massive tissue loss due to an only partially completed facial reconstruction wasn't necessarily the cause of death.
On his way out, he becomes aware of a ring hitting the floor. He holds it between his fingers and stares at it intensely. He turns back to the faceless body and crouches down beside it. Lifting up the side of the sheet reveals a limp hand, which he shakes. As he does this, some of the rings on the fingers slide off.
They switch bodies.
Agents run through the lobby. Ahedra separates from her team and goes into the lift. As the lift ascends, she takes off her flak jacket and cap. Jorge goes back out to the staircase. He takes a quick look up and down before deciding to head upstairs. He moves along a corridor. He's distracted by a group of armed men approaching and doesn't notice the heavily bandaged figure standing behind him.
Barrio.
A headress steps out of the lift and butts him with her rifle.
FBI. He was, anyway. Bring him along.
Sands is on his mobile.
Listen, I cannot do everything by myself. I need someone to go in there with me. No. I lost my inside man, probably dead. And Kukui, greedy turd that he is, ratted me out and has disappeared. Plus, I'm pretty sure the cartel is shadowing me. Now, listen, I have got a swell bunch of guys intercepting Marquez's army, but they've got no guns. Now listen, I want you to understand me. This is no time to screw the pooch, because this is supposed to be the big dance number, all right? Hello? Hello, are you there? Okay, okay, I'm going to freak right out.
Sands goes into the bar and a waiter hurriedly sets the table. Sands takes a cursory glance at the menu.
I would like the puerco pilbil and a tequila with lime.
He gets out his mobile and dials a number.
Yeah, listen, I need a new line. This one's been compromised. Okay? Thank you. I'll be waiting here at the La Vaca Volando. That's right. The flying cow.
Cunha, you really didn't see it coming, did you?
Standing behind Sands, Dr. Guevara injects him in the neck. Now Day of the Dead. A colorful but ghoulish parade moves through the streets. Bright purple and orange banners hang among giant skulls and hundreds of people wearing macabre masks and makeup. As the massive parade moves through the streets, a fleet of military vehicles wind their way down a mountainous dirt road. Marquez is in the lead vehicle. At the festival, children ride on a carousel. A Ferris wheel spins, and people look down from their balconies as people dressed in satirical military costumes walk past. A headdress is standing over Sands as he comes to.
Sorry, baby. I told you I wasn't interested in your scheme. Too small.
Oh my Christ. Is that Barrio?
That's the new Barrio. The old Barrio died in surgery a few hours ago.
What kind of cartel would have you running its operation?
I'm his daughter.
You've been spying on my operation for some time.
I feel it's only fair to warn you that killing me is crossing the line, and you will have every single Marine from here to Guantanamo Bay up your keister, mister. So just know that.
Fortunately for you, nothing you did is worth dying over. You have only seen too much. We want to make sure that doesn't happen again.
One of Barrio's cronies approaches with a lethal-looking drill. Sands gasps fearfully as the man moves closer. Meanwhile, the president is writing a speech. On this Day of the Dead, I offer you a chance for a new life, he says.
Vida llena de...
His advisor and some armed men approach.
That sounded a little extreme for a parade.
Those are troops coming up from the south, sir.
Whose?
Emiliano Marquez.
Well, what do we do?
We stay here. This place is fortified. It's much easier to defend this place than to chance going out in the open.
Nicolas, no chingues. Come on. What are you talking about, fortified? Come here! Ven acá, Nicolas!
Just stay clear of those windows, sir. You let me handle it.
Sands steps back out onto the street. Streaks of blood stain his cheeks beneath his sunglasses.
My name is Sheldon Jeffrey Sands. I work for the Central Intelligence Agency. I threw shapes. I set them up. I watched them fall. Living la vida loca.
A man at a nearby food vendor's cart keeps a close eye on him. Sands begins listening to the street noises intensely. He stops a boy on a bike as he passes.
¿Quiere más chicle?
No.
Sands leads the boy away.
terribly sorry about your chewing gum, but this, I will give you this.
Ouch.
If you'll be my eyes.
It's
a dollar, the boy said.
I meant this. I need you to take me to the center of the city.
Is someone following you? The boy asks.
Well, it's a little difficult for me to tell right now because I'm kind of having a bad day. Do you see someone?
Yes, he's getting close, the boy replies.
Okay. Listen, have you ever seen one of these?
A pistol.
See?
You ever use one?
No.
Don't ever, because they're very, very bad. But right now, what I need for you to do is to aim this at the bad man who's following us and shoot him in the head.
Kill him?
Oh, yeah. Very much. Close?
See?
Okay, smoke him. Smoke the fucker. Send him straight to fucking Broadway.
No puedo.
What?
No puedo.
Okay, come here.
Suddenly, Sam turns and tries to aim the gun himself.
Right or left?
Derecha.
Was that my right or your right?
Sands flattens himself against a wall, and the man races out from a doorway. Sands whirls round, searching for a target, clenching his gun, his arm held out straight. Sands grabs a man walking past, but it's not his target. His pursuer now has his gun to the boy's head. Wrong man, the boy says.
Sorry.
Sands tosses his gun away, and his pursuer releases the boy. Sands slowly raises his hands as the pursuer takes aim. Sands removes his shades.
Look me in the eyes. And then kill me.
The boy kicks Sands his gun. The pursuer gets a shot off, but only hits Sands with a glancing shot to the arm. Sands returns fire and shoots the man in the forehead. The boy collects all the man's guns and hands them to Sands.
Oh, good boy. Now you're thinking. Take me to the center of the city, where there will be even more dough.
Mariachi, Lorenzo, and Fideo are all in the boarding room. Mariachi opens his guitar case and takes out a small child's doll. As he stares at it, he remembers the little girl and crawling to Carolina's body. He says, for you, for our daughter, for Mexico.
Mexico.
He pulls out his shotgun and loads it. Suddenly, one of the giant skulls in the parade explodes. As the carnival goers scatter, Marquez and his men move in and take control of the streets. Guards pour out of the presidential palace and take defensive positions on the steps. Marquez's men fire mortars from an armored vehicle. In the distance, the three mariachis approach through the rubble-covered street.
In my past, I'd taken evil from the bottom. Now I realize. Start at the top. The president is a good man. I'll go around back. Midnight 5.
Vigiling low.
A headdress tosses Jorge's FBI badge at him and tells two men to watch him before heading out. We could torture him, one suggests.
Podríamos torturarlo.
The other replies, he's FBI.
No. Ya está retirado.
He's retired. That doesn't count, says the first. The second man says, I was tortured once, I didn't like it. You know what the fucked up thing is? They tore out my left nut. That sort of turned me off the whole thing, he continues. What should we do with him, says the first man. Let's go eat about it, says his partner.
Okay.
The first man clubs Jorge across the face with his gun and they walk away. They pass Billy outside. Hey, Snow White, watch that fucking pig, calls out the second man. Billy, still holding his chihuahua, goes inside. Meanwhile, Lorenzo is watching the fighting from a doorway.
Just stay low and leave us alone.
A carnival goer hurls a Molotov cocktail at one of Marquez's vehicles, but is quickly scythed down by gunfire. Fideo shoots the soldier.
What the fuck? I don't like military.
With his guitar case, El Mariachi heads to the back entrance the advisor showed him earlier. He undoes the padlock and goes through the metal gates. Sands pulls up in a taxi.
Get out.
Where are we stopping?
We can't go any further.
Why? Why not?
Look out there, it's a fucking coup d'etat.
I can't see, fuckmook. I have no eyes.
Well then listen to it, fucker. The military's throwing over the presidency. All hell's broken loose. You guys have to get out now.
Sands tries his mobile, but then tosses it away.
Keep your money, because I'm not moving 1 inch.
Okay. Vamos.
The boy, still carrying a handful of guns, climbs out and is followed by Sands. Sands takes a moment trying to get his bearings. Then he slowly and very deliberately removes his jacket. The boy takes it and throws it on the ground. Then he hands Sands one of the holsters. Sands buckles the holster around his waist. The boy then helps him on with two shoulder holsters. Gives him a pair of black-leather gloves. Sands tries to put one on, but realizes it's for the other hand. Now decked out completely in black, with two guns on his hips and one under each arm, Sands is led forward by the boy. The taxi driver reverses away. Nearby, some of the masked carnival goers are turning a food vendor's cart into a gun emplacement. They wheel it into place and begin firing at the approaching military personnel.
Cabrones! ¡Que viva México y la democracia!
More soldiers are dispatched. Marquez's men fire another mortar at the palace steps.
Fuck! Now what?
Do you know armor-piercing bullets?
Yeah.
These are much better.
Lorenzo loads the bullets into his pistol and shoots two soldiers on the nearby rooftop. El Mariachi is inside the palace. Suddenly, he slides down the stairs using his guitar case as a surfboard. He smacks a guard across the face as he zooms by. He lands on his back with his gun trained at another guard's crotch. What do you want in life, he asks.
The choice.
The guard surrenders his gun and Mariachi hits him in the face. Later, he finds a cell protected by metal railings.
Ready?
Yeah, let's go!
Come on!
Lorenzo and Fideo jump out from behind their cover and let rip. Behind them, a huge fireball roars into the sky. As Lorenzo runs back for cover, he shoots over his shoulder and hits another soldier. He returns with his guitar case, which releases a roaring flame. He directs the flamethrower at the soldiers and they scatter. Those caught in the fire are easy pickings for the carnival goers. Fideo gets his guitar case, which is a remote-controlled bomb. He arms it and trundles it towards Marquez's men. The explosion takes out the mortar in a massive fireball. Inside the palace.
Presidente! Presidente! It's no longer safe to be here, sir. Let's go. Salga bajo la mesa. Vamos.
The president, his advisor, and a team of armed guards run down the palace's grand staircase. They're met at the bottom by Marquez's men, who make quick work of the guards.
Nicolás, ¿qué pasa?
But you have a meeting with General Marquez, sir.
El Mariachi strides in behind the soldiers and quickly dispatches two of them. Juan recovers and is about to shoot when Fideo appears and blasts him in the chest. Hiding behind a pillar, Lorenzo wraps his arms around it and shoots one of the soldiers repeatedly. However, in his dying moment, the soldier fires a volley of bullets into the president's advisor. Mariachi shoots another soldier and his limp body slides down the banister. Mariachi coolly takes his gun as he strides past. Fideo blasts another of Marquez's men before taking a long swig from a hip flask. El Mariachi goes over to the president. He gestures for him to follow and then hands him a rifle.
Feels like you need some protection, sir.
Who are you guys?
Sons of Mexico, sir.
The three mariachis send a soldier flying back down the stairs under a hail of gunfire. Sanz is outside.
Are we in front of the building?
Sí. Allí enfrente. Ahí vienen. Dos tipos.
Okay. This is it, kid.
I don't hear you running.
The boy turns and runs around a corner. He peers out as the headdress's two guards face Sanz, who reaches for his gun. Sanz fires, seemingly at random, and the two men look around with confusion. Hearing their laughter, Sanz shoots one man in the leg, then finishes him with a shot in the chest. The other man shoots Sanz in the leg. He stumbles and his sunglasses slip off, revealing his empty red eye sockets underneath. The little boy runs away as the armed man approaches Sanz. Sanz hears his steps and shoots him in the foot. His second shot hits him square between the eyes. Burning rubble and dead bodies all around him, Sanz crawls slowly forward, then lies down, resting his head on his arm. The three mariachis lead the president through the palace.
Why would the people want me dead? I've done nothing but try to help them.
What are you talking about? Come over here. Let me show you something. Look out there. You see? Well, don't look too close, Presidente. But your people are out there, fighting for you, you understand?
Presidente, take off your jacket.
This also?
Yes.
Put this on.
On the streets outside, the people fight against Marquez's men. One in ghoulish makeup grabs a rocket launcher and fires it into a nearby building. In the palace, the president is led to the secure room. Inside, a box is filled with money.
What is this, payoff?
This is money someone paid to have you killed.
Yeah, and now it's money to save your life, Presidente. Yeah, get some tequila for yourself.
Marquez and a number of his men enter the main hall. The bodies of some of his men are strewn across the marble floor. He holds up three fingers.
Busquen el dinero.
Three of his men head off in one direction, whilst the others follow their general.
Presidente!
El Mariachi is dressed in the president's clothing.
Salgan de aquí,
the general says to his men, leave here and lock the door. The soldiers follow their orders.
Carolina?
She died,
Murió.
Mariachi says.
¿Tu hija?
Your daughter, asks the general.
Murió.
She died, repeats Mariachi.
¿Y tú?
And you? Asks the general. Dead, says Mariachi.
What?
And I? You? The general asks. Alive and well, comes the grim reply. Both men draw. Mariachi spins and shoots the general in the legs, blasting away the flesh. The bones of Marquez's legs shatter underneath him and he falls. Mariachi strides forward and adds, in hell, before firing the killer headshot. He crouches down and retrieves Carolina's necklace that's hanging around Marquez's neck. Everything in its place, murmurs Mariachi. Marquez's men burst in, but Mariachi has already escaped. A headdress.
Martín! Hola, soy yo. Ábreme aquí. ¿Cómo está todo? Ábreme, por favor.
No, un beso, gracias.
Perdón, Martín.
¿Qué ocurre?
¡Presidente!
Barrio and Ahedrez enter the palace.
¿Qué pasó aquí?
The bandaged face of Barrio stares intensely at Marquez's bloody body. He stands and kicks it in frustration. Ahedrez looks out of the window and sees Sands sprawled in the street below. She screws a silencer on her pistol and heads out. She crosses the street and places the sunglasses back on Sands.
You fucking little monkey. Stand up.
She pulls him up and sticks her gun under his chin.
See anything you like?
As she kisses him, a shot is fired. She recoils in shock and touches a bleeding stomach wound. She falls to her knees, and Sands removes his fake arm, revealing his real hand, aiming a gun at her.
Now.
Sands wearily sinks to his knees, and then onto his back. Inside the palace, Barrio goes to the balcony and sees Ahedrez's body. Billy approaches.
You remember a man named Archuleta?
Why?
I present to you Special Agent Jorge Ramirez.
You tortured and murdered Agent Archuleta. He was my partner. He was also my friend.
Agent Ramirez, you have to follow certain rules.
Oh, I'm retired. Rules don't apply to me any more than they do to you.
Mr. Chambers?
Yes, sir.
You just got to stand there?
I'm afraid anything but standing's gonna cost you extra.
You leave me no choice.
Jorge shoots Dr. Guevara in the chest, and Barrio shoots Billy in the back. Mariachi appears, and two blasts from his shotgun send Barrio tumbling out over the balcony. El Mariachi stares darkly at Jorge and walks away. Billy's chihuahuas wandering around the room. The little boy has got his bike back and is pedaling through the rubble-strewn streets. Sands raises his gloved hand, and the boy goes over to him. The boy looks down at him and smiles broadly. Later, Jorge, now holding the chihuahua, tosses a mobile to Sands, who's propped up against a wall.
Hey.
Did you get your man?
One of them.
If that isn't interagency cooperation, I just don't know what is.
Jorge calls out, "See you later," and walks away.
Fuck you.
The boy asks Sands, "Are you okay?" "I don't know," he replies. "You will be," the boy tells him. Lorenzo is walking along a country road. He's carrying his guitar case, which is stuffed with money, as are all his pockets. Fideo and the president are at his side. The presidential limo pulls up, and the president shakes hands with Lorenzo and Fideo. He waves through the window as the car drives him away. Lorenzo and Fideo go their separate ways. In the old market, people chase after money that's being blown from El Mariachi's guitar case and flutters in the wind. He's sitting on a balustrade, strumming his guitar. The heart pendant is dangling from the neck of his instrument. In his mind, he remembers holding Carolina.
What do you want in life?
To be free.
Simply.
Simple.
No.
Later, El Mariachi strides along an empty country road, wearing the presidential jacket with a Mexican flag sash across his chest. He takes the center of it and kisses the coat of arms.